Here's Pastor Brian as he begins this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and all this week on Solid Ground, we're going to be looking at difficult passages from the book of Revelation. And today we're going to look at the identity of the 24 elders, which is discussed in Revelation chapter 4 and in chapter 5. They first appear in verse 4 of chapter 4, and it reads this way. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. They're also found in Revelation chapter 5, beginning at verse 8, which reads, Now when they had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you are slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Within good scholarship, there's been five different interpretations as to the identity of these 24 elders. I'd like to look at those and discuss those one by one. One popular view is that these are actual angels that are in heaven, because as we come to the book of Revelation in chapter 4, it's that point where John goes up to heaven, is able to see the throne room of God and the worship that takes place there. That's recorded for us in both chapter 4 and 5. And now he sees these beings that he calls the 24 elders, so many just assume that it would be the angels since they are in the presence of God worshiping the Lord. Now the main problem with this viewpoint is that in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11, it distinguishes between the elders and the angels and the living creatures, that they're three distinct beings. And it reads this way, Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands. So here around the throne, you have the angels, the living creatures, and the elders. They are distinct beings. Secondly, also in verse 9 and 10 of Revelation 5, it's a praise to God, and the group that is praying cries out, You have redeemed us to God, and you have made us to be kings and priests. That's the song of the 24 elders. That's not a song that angels are able to sing, because they have never been redeemed, and they have not been made kings and priests. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 supports this idea, and it reads as follows. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which you now have reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Here it's speaking of that aspect of salvation, and angels are desiring to understand what salvation is all about. Angels have never been redeemed. There were the angels that rebelled against God and went with Lucifer, and there's those that remain loyal to the Lord. So they've never been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Another suggestion is that these are the tribulation saints, or those that are martyred during the tribulation period and ascend up to heaven at the point in which they die. Now the problem with that viewpoint is that that does not take place until what's recorded in Revelation chapter 7 in verse 13 and 14, which reads this, Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So that's going to take place later on during the tribulation period, but Revelation chapter 4 and 5 is that point before the tribulation starts. The tribulation period is described in the book of Revelation beginning at chapter 6 and then ending at chapter 19. So these 24 elders are in heaven before the tribulation period starts. The third viewpoint is that this is the nation Israel. Now the weakness with that viewpoint is that the praise that's found in Revelation 5 and verse 9, they cry out this, And you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. That's not true of the nation of Israel. They weren't out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. So it wouldn't be a song that the nation of Israel would sing. Now, a fourth viewpoint, which is probably most common, is that the 24 elders are an identified group in heaven, some created beings by God that are created to worship him. And they're there in heaven praising God, giving him the glory that he deserves. The fifth viewpoint, which I want to look at, and the one that I personally hold to, is that the 24 elders represent the church. And I want to give you some suggestions as to why this would be true. First of all, it's the praise that takes place. It's the song that they sing that's recorded for us in verse 9 and 10. It says, And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. That's something only the church could sing, that we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. goes on to say, out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. That's true of the church. We've been gathered from all around the world into that relationship with the Lord. And then verse 10 says, have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So it's a praise that comes from a group of people that are in heaven here as they're worshiping the Lord, thanking him for that redemption that came to them through the blood of Jesus Christ. They're redeemed from all around the world, and that they have been made kings and priests, and they will reign on the earth. So they're praising God for those things. Now, one of the reasons why there's difficulty in exactly identifying the 24 elders is that not all the translations in verse 9 read, and you have redeemed us to God, and in verse 10, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. The New American Standard, as well as the NIV, both have a different reading. The New American Standard reads this way, you did purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made them to be a kingdom of priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. The NIV reads this way, with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests, and they will reign on the earth. So the difference in the translations definitely affects the interpretation of this passage. In the King James and the New King James Version, it's a praise that this group is singing. You have redeemed us to God. We will reign on the earth. You have made us kings and priests. So this makes quite a difference in the interpretation of who these 24 elders are. That's why the fourth viewpoint, it's an unidentified group in heaven that's been created by God, is a valid interpretation of the passage. So it basically boils down to the manuscript evidence. Which translation is correct? And it is a difficult field of study, but let me offer you some suggestions as to why this should be translated as a praise. You've redeemed us to God. You've made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. The evidence which I'd like to offer you, one, relates to the manuscript evidence, and then, secondly, the description of the elders matches up quite well with that of the church. First of all, you look at the manuscript evidence. Second of all, you look at the way other languages from different centuries have translated this phrase. Then third, you look at, is this a quote from another part of the New Testament? Let's go through that three-step process. In verse 9, we definitely have manuscript evidence which points to the translation, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood. The one main manuscript that does not translate it that way is the Codex Alexandrinus. That's a manuscript that the New American Standard and the NIV is primarily based on. The King James and the New King James is primarily based on the received text, which includes the word us. Second of all, moving to other translations, for example, one is Jerome's Latin translation called the Vulgate. He includes the word us in the text. And third, this may be a quote directly from another portion of the book of Revelation, especially in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, which reads this way, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory, dominion, forever and ever. Amen. So there's definitely a close connection between Revelation 5, verse 9 and 10, and Revelation 1, 5 and 6. It may be a direct quote, so that would be another additional support. Now, the other line of evidence is a description of the 24 elders, which is found in Revelation 4, verse 4. The imagery that's applied to them is also imagery that's applied to the church in other places. Revelation 4, verse 4 reads this way, around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. So first of all, we see four things about these elders. First of all, there's 24 of them. Second of all, they're sitting on thrones. Third, they're clothed in white robes. And fourth, they have gold crowns on their heads. These are all descriptions that can be applied to the life of the church. First of all, starting with the fact they're clothed with white robes, this is also said of the church in Sardis, a promise that was given to them in Revelation 3, verse 5, which reads this way, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. This is also repeated to the church in Laodicea in Revelation 3, 18, which says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. Also, the white robes are found in Revelation 19, verse 8, which describes the wife that's made herself ready in heaven, and it reads this way, And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So a similar characteristic there of the church. So we see that the white robes are also worn by the church. Also within this description is it says that they wear gold crowns. Once again, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, the church of Smyrna is promised the same reward. It says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The third aspect in Revelation 4, verse 4 that relates to the church is that these 24 elders are sitting on thrones. In Matthew 19:28, Jesus told the apostles that they would also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. But also the church is given the same promise. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, once again to the church at Laodicea, he says this, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. The Bible also tells us in 1 Corinthians that we will also judge angels, that we're going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ, and that we are joint heirs with him. The other description, which also compares the church to the 24 elders, is found in Revelation 5, verse 10, and has made us kings and priests to our God. Three times in the book of Revelation, including this one, the believers, or the church, are described as being kings and priests. We read one earlier, which is in Revelation 1, verse 6. We find it also here in 5:10, but also in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6, it speaks of the believers as being kings and priests. Verse 6 of chapter 20 reads this way, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection, over such a second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. So here we have four lines of comparison. The 24 elders sit on thrones, as does the church. They both wear white robes. They both have crowns on their heads, and they're also priests before God. I hope this supplies you with some insight on the identity of the 24 elders in the book of Revelation.